critical race type teachings at the federal level. So, you know, on that basis alone, I've been, you know, telling parents to be on full alert. And if they can, I suggest they flee the public K through 12 system, which has increasingly become one of indoctrination. And if they can't, due to money problems and due to the fact that Nevada doesn't offer alternatives, then I truly encourage parents to take a closer look at what their children are learning and how, because I imagine that much of the population would reject a lot of this anti-intellectual poison if they really understood what it was.
And in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about at least one bill that's kind of, I guess, stalled out, if that's a legislative term. Can you talk a little bit about that, the occupational licensing reform?
Yeah, I think stalled is the right term. You know, we saw this 2 years ago with SB 287 when we were trying to improve the Nevada Public Records Act. The bill, SB 335, is proposes a transformational reform of how Nevada administers licenses for occupations. This would be a sweeping reform and would be a great avenue going forward to be able to reduce, you know, requirements necessary, years of experience, et cetera, to become licensed in these generally lower income fields, which generally pose no danger to public health. The bill has been stalled, however. It was supposed to go to the Senate floor. It was redirected to Senate Finance, and now the Senate Finance Committee has the task to determine whether or not the state has the funds to adopt the reform, because it does require minimal funding for creating a new division of occupational licensing. So my, you know, we are prioritizing an MPRI SB 335. It would be a transformational change. It would allow for the creation of tens of thousands of new jobs. And at the core of the idea is just, let's make it easier for Nevadans to find work. We want to maximize employment. That is the best way to recover from the COVID-induced, economic crisis.
Daniel, how can folks keep track of what you and NPRI are up to relative to the 81st Nevada Legislature?
You can always go to nevadapolicy.org and click on the homepage and the bill tracker. You can also follow me on Twitter at D_Honch, H-O-N-C-H. I typically tweet out our policy positions daily on various bills in committee. So for all of our stances on bills that are still alive, visit nevadapolicy.org.
Daniel, you have yourself a great weekend, and we will talk with you again next Thursday.
Thank you, sir. See you soon.
There you go. Daniel Honcharoo, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. Stick around. Coming up, Earth Day today. Major speech by the president. What does it all mean? We'll get some analysis on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 3:32 right now, and I've been checking the traffic cams here over the past few minutes, and we are seeing some reduced speeds on the 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. Southbound at Charleston, northbound at Spring Mountain, you're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. There's also some activity on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. Several vehicles there. Also, heavy volumes on the southern beltway. 215 south at Warm Springs. 215 west at Gillespie. And remember, those 24/7 lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 northbound in North Las Vegas. That's at Lamb Boulevard. They're doing some bridge work there, and that continues until October of 2022.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Pretty big news in the gaming world as Caesars has announced that they have completed their acquisition of William Hill. It's going to be a $4 billion transaction. The combined companies currently have sports betting operations in 18 jurisdictions in the United States, 13 of which offer mobile sports betting, according to a release about the acquisition. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Sharks yesterday by a 5-2 score. Golden Knights get right back at it when they play at Anaheim coming up on Saturday. Golden Knights are 15-1-3 all-time now against the Sharks and 7-0-0 this season with the win. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
This week at Macy's, save on the comfiest lineup. Update your relax at home and on the go rotation with 20 to 40% off select loungewear for him and her. And refresh your space and prep for warmer nights ahead with great deals on cozy bedding basics. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, April 22nd edition of Live and Local. It is also Earth Day, and the president spoke today on climate change. It was a major policy speech, a lot to unpack. And to help us do that, Mandy, and I apologize for doing it, Gunasekara. Mandy has been on the show before. She is the former chief of staff at EPA and the founder of Energy 45 and joins us. Mandy, first of all, thanks for joining us. Sorry for butchering your name. I'm sure I'm not the first, but let me just ask you what you thought of the president's speech today at this global climate change forum.
Well, you know, first of all, you did a great job with my last name, so thank you for that. Good to be with you. And the president's speech today, if I had to define it, I would just say totally detached from reality and secondary, counter to American interests. You know, the thing that makes this country great is the fabric that makes up our robust economy, and that is the American energy industry. And his climate change proposals are an attack on the American energy industry, which is what President Trump supported, which is why we were gangbusters with the economy. And we did all that while improving environmental outcomes. So, you know, the speech today, it was a lot of things that people may hear and be like, well, that sounds good. But the practical implications are higher taxes, lost jobs, sent overseas, and increased costs for things like gas at the pump and consumer goods, which is things that aren't necessary to improve the environment. We can have a better environment with a growing economy. We proved that in the last administration. And today's policy announcement from this administration, it's totally counter to that and just removed from the reality of the entire situation.
Mandy, what type of jobs are we talking about? I know at the XL or the Keystone XL pipeline, they've already lost thousands of jobs. What are we looking at as far as numbers?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're looking at the thousands to the hundreds of thousands. One of the things that President Biden has done is rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, which is a bad deal for America, a good deal for China, because we have to engage in all manner of economic limitations while China gets to reap the benefits of that and think about potentially doing something to reduce their emissions in the year 2030, so many years from now. But all that being said, the type of jobs, these are our manufacturing jobs. These are our jobs that the gentlemen and the women that work in these industries, you know, they live in local communities and they sponsor the local T-ball. That's what's going to go away from here. It's going to really disrupt the great lives that exist in suburbs and rural communities. It's going to reinvent themselves overseas, and we're going to be dealing with the consequences of it. So you're looking at manufacturing jobs in steel, in anything, and cement, anything that is heavy in the energy use space. And that's just not going to work under the new administration's policies.
Mandy Gunasekara joining us, the former chief of staff at EPA and the founder of Energy 45. What is Energy 45?
So it's a nonprofit aimed at promoting real facts and substantive conversation on energy and environmental policies that are pro-freedom, pro-America, and pro-economic growth.
I was watching the speech today by President Biden, and one of the things I was waiting for was some criticism or some dealing with China over climate change. They're one of the big sinners, if you will, to borrow a religious term. But there was nothing. Were you disappointed?
Completely disappointed. I mean, look, they're a significant threat to the future of this kind of country from an economic perspective, and they're not holding anything back in that context. I mean, I think I was just talking to a couple of friends of mine that are in the national security expertise space, and the perception on the international stage is that this new administration is fairly weak on some of our most legitimate threats, not only China, but Russia. And so you've seen emboldened administrations from those two respective countries that they're coming after us. And, you know, they're using climate change as a platform where, you know, this administration wants to be able to come home with the talking point, and they're going to use that talking point to get kudos international, but at the same time, they're going to be working to undermine the things that make our country strong and our country great, which is our robust economy.
In the speech today, the president made a lot of promises relative to the Green New Deal, but even some in business are now starting to pull back from some of the promises they made. Is this something that's doable for the president, or is it going to be a really tough putt?
I think it's not based in reality, so it's going to be really tough. And you know, it's things that you can talk about and kind of glad hand in a press perspective, but when the rubber meets the road and the substantive perspective, there's going to be a lot of just technical reality problems. And the whole point too is, look, you don't need anything like the Green New Deal to improve our environmental outcomes. We proved this in the last administration that you can cut regulations, you can cut limitations on individual freedom, and you can still continue to have cleaner air, cleaner water, and cleaning up the lands. And if you're talking about climate change, reducing greenhouse gases. We in the United States lead the world in greenhouse gas emission reductions, and it's because of an administration that embraces innovation instead of trying to limit it and prohibit certain types of technologies, such as technologies affiliated with our fossil fuel-based energy systems, natural gas, oil, coal, and even nuclear, which this administration has not been super keen to support. So the policies they're pushing out, they're not very realistic. And they're counter to what has actually worked in the past in terms of growing the economy, helping Americans prosper, and doing it and in a way that creates a cleaner, healthier, and more efficient environment.
Mandy, look in your crystal ball. Do the Democrats have the votes to get this thing through Congress, this Green New Deal thing?
No, I don't think they do, which is why, do you remember 2 years ago when then-Leader McConnell brought up the Green New Deal for a vote in the Senate? You may recall, and your listeners may recall, that not a single Democrat voted in support of it. They voted, quote, present, which is a neutral standing at best, including the sponsor of it in the Senate, Senator Markey. So the Green New Deal wasn't popular a couple years ago. It's not popular today, and they don't have enough votes. You know, I would urge people to apply pressure to the more moderate Democrats, especially Democrats that are up for re-election in states where energy forms a big part of the local economy. Hold their feet to the relative fire, because these sorts of policies can gut the success of local economies. They got additional revenues that are expended to improve educational opportunities, better parks and playgrounds. And those are the sorts of investments that are going to go by the wayside if we don't hold Democrats' feet to the fire in response to some of these policies that they're pushing in the context of the Green New Deal.
And as they push that Green New Deal, House Republicans are introducing their own climate initiative. How is it different than what the Democrats are talking about?
Well, the difference between the Republican approach to the environment and climate and the Democrat approach is we come from a position of conservation. We can do more with less. The Democrats come from a perspective of prohibition. We need to stop certain technologies from taking off because they're politically inconvenient. So the policies that you see proposed from the Republicans in the House and the Senate, they are rooted in pragmatism. The ones coming from the Democrats, they're not. They're pie in the sky, and they're aimed at perpetuating political goals instead of doing what's best for this country and doing what's best to grow American workers' opportunities and the economy as a whole.
Mandy, how can folks keep track of what you guys are up to at Energy 45?
So the best way to do that is to follow me on Twitter. I'm at MississippiMG. I'm a Mississippi native. So follow me on Twitter, or you can check out my latest website. It's www.section7, Roman numeral 7, VII.com.
Mandy, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much. And on this Earth Day, good to have your expertise on board. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Mandy Gunasekara, I butchered it in the beginning. I got it okay the rest of the way. Sorry about that. Great to have you with us. More on this whole climate change nonsense. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislature. To learn more about me, go to Hafen, the number 4, Nevada.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We were talking with Mandy about the Global Warming Summit. The president made a speech there, and he made a lot of promises. And this is cut 5, by the way. A lot of them are promises I don't think he can keep. Here was the president this morning.
The United States isn't waiting. We are resolving to take action. Not only our federal government, but our cities and our states all across our country. Small businesses, large corporations, American workers in every field. I see an opportunity to create millions of good-paying middle-class union jobs. I see line workers laying thousands of miles of transmission lines for a clean, modern, resilient grid. I see workers capping hundreds of thousands of abandoned oil and gas wells that need to be cleaned up and abandoned coal mines that need to be reclaimed, putting a stop to the methane leaks and protecting the health of our communities. I see auto workers building the next generation of electric vehicles and electricians installing nationwide for 500,000 charging stations along our highways. I see the engineers and the construction workers building new carbon capture and green hydrogen plants to forge cleaner steel and cement and produce clean power. I see farmers deploying cutting-edge tools to make soil of our heartland the next frontier in carbon innovation. By maintaining those investments and putting these people to work, the United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade. That's where we're headed as a nation.
That was the president this morning at the Earth Day Summit, and again, I don't think a lot of that stuff he can deliver. I will be fascinated to find out if he can fulfill all of these promises. I don't think he can. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's get right to your phone calls. Go to Frank. Frank, you are up and you are on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
No, thanks a lot, Kevin. I can't believe the other conservative talk show haven't picked up, but I'll never forget it. And it's June 19th, the infirm, illegitimate one, he said it. He said, you elect me, we're going to have cancer cured before the next term. I'm going to cure cancer. Almost verbatim, Kevin. He said
wow.
That. You can find it, and of course you know the fake stream media is never going to bring that one up again, ever. We ought to have to just hold out and say, oh, don't do any of us any other favors. Just cure cancer. That's all I want to hear from that senile, infirm, incompetent, illegitimate one. Thank you.
Wow.
Kevin.
Thanks, man. That's my buddy Frank. He is succinct. He is to the point. And he doesn't spend another second on the air than he has to. He's amazing. Coming up on the program, I'm really excited about this one. It's not often you see candidates, running for office this early. Although Sam Peters has made it official that he's running in CD4. In CD3, Mark Robertson, a retired colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves,